No plus AFP. Video activism, civic mobilization, and protest movements for decent pensions in neoliberal Chile. Salmes el Morales. Universidad de Sevilla, Sevilla, España. SSOLAMORALESATUS.S. Abstract. This paper analyzes the use and appropriation of digital media by the Chilean social movement No Plus AFP. Specifically, the spotlight is placed on the movement's digital video activism practices and its communication activity, the organizational and collective action strategies mediated by new information and communication technologies. A qualitative, content analysis methodology was developed to analyze the movement's most relevant videos regarding three aspects: 1. Political strategy, 2. Actors, and 3. The locations in which videos were filmed. The main conclusion is that video activism was central to supporting the movement's affluent strategy. The videos were basically used for propaganda and informational purposes and became a challenge against hegemonic media production in Chile. The main actors were citizens opposing the corporate, the hegemonic media and the government, and the streets, the traditional protest setting, were the preferred location. Keywords: video activism, social media, protest, social movements, Chile. Est artículo fue recibido el January 4, 2020, y aceptado el April 24, 2020 y publicado el June 30, 2020. 1. Introduction. The post-dictatorial democratic system in Chile was not precisely characterized by a great concern for the people's interests and welfare. The neoliberal experiment performed in Chile, Foxley, 1988. Harvey, 2007, during the Pinochet dictatorship, inspired by the market economy of the Chicago Boys Kera, 2005, De Castro and Mondi, 1992, involved the dismantling of the public sector and relegating the state to a secondary role, thus allowing private companies to take drastic measures, Harvey, 2005. Klein, 2012, Producing Structural Inequality, Note, 2017. According to the figures released by the World Bank and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, ECD, Chile tops the ranking of the most unequal countries among the world's leading economies. Furthermore, in Chile, socioeconomic inequality is not limited to aspects such as income, access to capital or employment, but also encompasses education, political power, and the respect and dignity with which people are treated. Nord, 2017, page 5. The capitalism promoted led to high unemployment and inflation rates, thus jeopardizing the quality of life of the majority of Chileans, Duran and Kremerman, 2018. In Chile, before 1981, there was a public pay-as-you-go pension system, which was managed by the state and had some failings, Arellano, 1985. Low profitability and the idea that public systems are inefficient, Larraín and Essel, 1995. Larraín and Vergara, 2001, was what led and motivated, among other reasons, the young Chilean students of the University of Chicago to generate an alternative model, based on their neoliberal ideas, von Gersdorff, 1984. In the first instance, it was thought that the new system would become a wealth accumulation mechanism, De Castro and Mondi, 1992. However, different groups, government departments and organizations, such as the Oficina de Planificación, ADIPLAN, opened a key debate on the required changes, Del Real, 2017. The final impulse came from José Piñera, who, in 1978, launched his proposal to privatize the pension funds in the hands of companies with owners. Piñera, 1995, pages 21-22. Then, the administradores de fondos de pensiones EPS, pension fund administrators, were born. Since 1981, EPS have grown rapidly in both affiliates and income. In fact, 2 years after their establishment, two-thirds of the workers had joined them, ELTA, 1999, page 106. It should be noted that Chileans are forced, by constitutional provision, to retire within the system. For this reason, the investment of EPS in companies has allowed the consolidation of the economic system and the growth of the country, especially in its macroeconomic indicators, such as the GDP, Garrard, 2012. According to the Superintendency de Pensiones, Superintendency of Pensions, the assets of the pension funds accounted for 77% of the national GDP by July 2019. Ahorro's Provisionales, July 7, 2019. www.pensiones.cl. In short, the new system soon impacted the economy, developing a strong capital market, ESCO, 2007, page 111, that contributed to making Chile the richest country in the region, and reinforced the idea that the EPS had lifted millions of Chileans out of poverty. In fact, its good performance during its early years of operation served to stimulate interest in the Chilean system, Larraín and Vergara, 2001, page 21, an idea that has been promoted by the state and the official media, Vergara, 1985, page 223. The macroeconomic success of the model is related to the way in which large economic groups have consolidated their power in the market, driven by the investments of the EPS, Gelvers and Kremerman, 2019. However, many economic metrics remain precarious. Neither the distribution of wealth nor the real wages relate to economic growth, FATCIO 2014-2016. This problem affects directly the development of the pension system, since factors such as labor flexibility, outsourcing, and low wages are crucial when analyzing the economic context of the Chilean population, FATCIO and Parade, 2010. Ruiz and Bocardo, 2015. In fact, the privatizations carried out affecting the health and pension systems have given rise to a lack of welfare provision for the elderly, the sick, and disabled, while also directly discriminating women, Labra, 2002, Rivadeneira, 2017. As with many other privatizations, that of the EPS was a formidable tool for taking power away from the state and giving it, not to its legitimate owners, but to companies controlling and managing the funds, Matamala, 2016-2018. In short, this privatization has diminished the power of the welfare state, which has been transferred to companies for their own benefit. Likewise, these companies are managed by national capital, primarily linked to the country's wealthiest families controlling banking, mining, retailers, and energy companies, as well as global corporations, Matas, 2017, Gamman and Reuters, 2017. Moreover, the EPS have become the preferred refuge of the political elite with the different ministers and politicians who have held executive positions in many of those companies. Matamala, D. July 26, 2016. AFP. El Poder Impotente. SIPA. SIPA Chile CL. Pension funds have allowed investing into a few companies, Gelvers and Kremerman, 2019. One of the most benefited industries, both directly and indirectly, is the national media. Since their establishment, EPS have collaborated in the growth of the business networks owned by different corporations, channeling resources to media companies. The horizontal and diverse business interests of the holdings include a constant flow of direct and indirect investment in the media, which are financed with advertising from large national companies and through the investment of the EPS in these companies. This is the reason why the owners' mainstream media, historically related to right-wing stakeholders, joined the effort of promoting the EPS, thus supporting the measures taken, Munchberg, 2011, Ribaldella, 2012. In Chile, from the 1980s onwards, media ownership has been almost entirely in the hands of two large economic groups, which has led to high levels of concentration and lack of diversity in this sector, Becerra and Mestrinic, 2009. Since that decade, those two large groups, El Mercurio and Copesa, have maintained control over the press, Santa Cruz, 1988, and have always supported the EPS, repeatedly arguing that pay-as-you-go systems in the world are all broken or that it is dangerous to change the system. Therefore, it is possible to draw a line between the EPS and the country's business, the political field, and media companies. All of them seem unstoppable supporting the EPS and profiting through them. Thus, backed by an official and solid media discourse about their contribution to the economy and well-being of Chilean citizens, the EPS have not had to confront any opposition over decades. On the whole, this individual and obligatory pension system, in addition to promoting the concentration of capital and lacking any redistributive effect, is unfair. Delta 1999, insofar as it implies the enrichment of a few, Zephyrtha 1997, and the misery of many. Firstly, the philosophy of this kind of capitalization does not guarantee a pension at the end of the day and depends solely on individual saving, Foundation Sol 2014, page 3. It is precisely the promotion of that individual capitalization that has led to meager pensions equivalent to between 20 and 30% of the worker's salary, Ravadnera, 2017. Moreover, 3 out of every 4 pensions are lower than the national minimum wage. www.spensionist.cl. This individual system, very unlikely to its public counterpart, in place in most of the member states of the EEC, which is administered by the state and has a tripartite capitalization, namely, that is financed by employers, the state, and employees. Secondly, it is a private system that is not an alternative to a public institution, but the sole obligatory pension scheme for the citizenry, which is an open violation of their rights. Cheered by neoliberals, this system has remained in place and supported by the governments of the concertation period. D. Martinez, November 11, 2016. Lara Femer. El Dinamo. www.eldinamo.cl. Furthermore, it was exported and adapted in 13 Latin American and Caribbean countries since the 1990s, including Bolivia and Mexico, 1997, El Salvador, 1998, and the Dominican Republic, 2003. Kremerman, Duran, Gelvers, Bosch and Bessil, 2016. This substitute model was implemented precisely in those countries where neoliberalism was strongest, the aforementioned countries, and the mixed model in those where it was more moderate or weaker, Mesa Lego, 1999, 2013, or where the reaction of the citizenry was fiercer, as in Argentina, for instance. However, by 2000, the Chileans had already begun to voice their objections. In fact, a study conducted by them showed that only 27% of the respondents trusted the EPS, Morales and Navarrete 2004. With Michelle Bachelet in the presidency in 2006 and under an increasing public pressure, a commission of experts drafted a report that led to the Social Security reform of 2008 and the enactment of Law No. 20.255. Despite including slight amendments and being trumpeted as the most important change in the system since the creation of the EPS in 1980, Superintendency de Pensiones, March 11, 2008. Presidente www.spensiones.cl, neither the reform nor the law altered the essence of the system. A compensatory state subsidy, a non-contributory pension, called the Sistema de Pensiones Solidarias, SPS, Solidary Pension System, was introduced. Those citizens who lack the right to a pension in any social welfare scheme can apply for this subsidy provided that they meet a wide range of requirements. www.spensionist.cl/. In 2019, this solidary pension currently amounts to 107,304 Chilean pesos, equivalent to a third of the national minimum wage, on which it is impossible to live. 2. The No Plus AFP Coordinating Committee. In this context of unrest and discord, a social movement called Coordinado Nacional de Trabajadores No Plus AFP, No Plus AFP, National Workers Coordinating Committee, emerged in 2013, aiming to raising public awareness and demanding decent pensions for the elderly. Opposing low pensions, the concentration of capital, the political lobbyism, and corruption, this civic group came into being under the slogan No Plus AFP. For a pay-as-you-go, tripartite solidary pension system managed by the state. See the logo. www.nomazac.cl/initia/. In 2014, an official survey revealed the alarmingly precarious situation of the elderly. 71% of the respondents were unable to satisfy their basic needs with the pension they received, Statcom, 2015. In 2016, according to the public opinion survey KEDEMNO, 133, 87% of the respondents claimed that it was necessary to introduce changes in the pension system. Plaza Publica. KEDEM. 133. Traxamenal. August 1, 2016. www.kedem.co. The growing social unrest and the creation of the Coordinating Committee led to pot-banging protests and small demonstrations during 2015. In July 2016, the first No Plus AFP mass protest was staged, which stirred the entire country, the elites included. According to its organizers, more than 1 million people participated. Cooperativa CL, July 24, 2019. Massiva. www.cooperativa.cl. Then, on August 21, over 1.3 million people took to the streets throughout the country to stage another mass protest, Cooperativa CL, August 21, 2016. Protesta Nacional. www.cooperativa.cl. The largest since the return to democracy by then. El Sconceret CL, August 21, 2016. March No Plus AFP. www.eldesconcert.cl. In October 2016, there was a third protest in which the No Plus AFP committee called on the citizenry to leave the ex-Previda and Cuprum, after several cases of corruption and capital flight were exposed. El Cidadano CL, October 16, 2016. Mobilization por No Plus AFP. www.elciudadano.cl. In addition to calling for massive demonstrations, the committee also sent a letter containing different proposals to President Bachelet. Available at http://www.nomazak.cl, http://www.nomazak.cl. It became an issue of public and media debate and, after several meetings with the Coordinating Committee, President Bachelet created an advisory council tasked with drafting a reform proposal that, once it had been transformed into a bill, was launched in 2017. Superintendency de Pensiones, August 23, 2017. Proyecto. www.pensiones.cl. The No Plus AFP Committee is a national movement open to all citizens. It is closely linked to Union Action, given that its founding organizations are the Confederation Nacional de Funcionarios y Funcionarios de Salud Municipal, CONFUSM, the Confederation de Sindicatos Bancarios y Afins, Confederation of Banking and Related Unions, the Confederation Nacional de Profesionales Universitarios de los Servicios de Salud, FENPRAS, and the CELCHA de Profesores, Teachers Union. No Plus AFP is a very personalized movement. Indeed, its leaders have an essential role in communicating the movement's decisions and actions. Luis Messina is its main leader and visible face. A 64-year-old history teacher, activist, and member of the FURSAR Social Y Democratic Movement, FSD, Social and Democratic Force. Carolina Spinoza is the movement's second spokesperson, and embodies its feminist face. Spinoza is our union leader, member of CONFUSM, spokesperson for Mujeres Que No Sur. The movement uses digital media to publicize its demands as it has no support from the corporate media. Through their social networks, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at internet forums, and, most especially, through video creations, they are generating an alternative discourse. Thus, citizen participation and social mobilization cannot be understood without taking into account the use and appropriation of digital media, Ebordo, 2017, and the scope of technopolitics, Sierra and Gravantic, 2017, including digital platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The No Plus AFP, as with many other recent global social movements, Sobriego 2017, has based part of its strategy on video activism. As defined by Tina Ascanius, 2015, video activism is a set of strategies that can offer counter-hegemonic alternatives, foster the empowerment of underprivileged groups, and bring to light testimonies and complaints about human rights abuses and violations. Just as there are many video categories from those made by institutions to those filmed by anonymous citizens, so too is there a large variety of video genres or typologies, Ascanius, 2013, 2015, News All Days and Farm, 2015. for the purpose of identifying the digital political strategies of contemporary social movements. This paper analyzes empirically the use and appropriation of social networking sites, in this case, official websites, Facebook and YouTube, by the movement No+AFP. More specifically, it focuses on its digital video activism practices and its communication, the organizational and collective action strategies mediated by digital media, in order to understand how they alter organizational and democratic practices, identification processes, and repertoires of action. The selection of the case was made based on its explanatory potential and the fact that it is yet unexplored. From 2011 onwards, a wave of citizen protests with a fundamental digital component has swept the world, and Latin America is no exception. Those protests included the Occupy movement, the Arab Springs, the Chilean Spring, the Mexican #SOY132, or the Spanish 15M. All of these movements were characterized by the use of technopolitical means and the widespread presence of youth among their most relevant participants. In contrast, the No+AFP movement is a pension-focused movement led by older adults, 65 to 70 years, and that is why the use of digital media and video is striking. 3. Methodology. A qualitative methodology was developed, using content analysis, for examining the movement's use of digital media. Firstly, the focus was placed on the political strategy implemented or promoted in the videos. To this end, an analysis was performed on the type of video, on the one hand, and its function and purpose, on the other. To determine the type of video, the categorization of social movements designed by Selma Morales, 2017-2019, based on previous typologies of activism, Notley, Lentil and Gregory, 2015, Trehry, 2015, Nozor Days and Farm, 2015, has been employed. The categories were defined based on inductive reasoning and previous observation and were refined interviewing No+AFP members to test emerging concepts and interpretations. Type of video. 1. Pre-mobilization / social impact. 2. Informational, testimonial. 3. Own creation, remix, meme, mashup. 4. Propagandistic or programmatic. 5. Digital narrative. 6. Others. To identify the function and purpose of the videos regarding the movement's political strategy, the following 13 categories were created. Role of the video. 1. Disclosure or dissemination of political ideas. 2. Providing information or reporting on the movement's activities or holding press conferences. 3. The movement's internal organization and communication. 4. Calling for protests and civic assemblies. 5. Support for the movement. 6. Extolling identities. 7. Challenging enemies or approaches relating to logics of confrontation. 8. Fostering digital participation. 9. Extolling international links. 10. Alternative calls to action, different from protests and assemblies. 11. Messages aimed at the authorities. 12. Reporting abuses and injustice. 13. Others. Secondly, an analysis was performed on the protagonists and antagonists appearing or challenged in the videos. The categories were established according to the generational variable or the main role played by the character in the video. The protagonists are defined by their relevance in the plot, whether they appear in the foreground, look at the camera, and speak. Protagonists. 1. Individual citizens, adults. 2. Workers. 3. Young people. 4. Seniors, retired grandparents. 5. Movement leaders. 6. Families, couples with children. 7. Singers, actors or cultural personalities. 8. Politicians. 9. Others. Antagonists. 1. Government. 2. Politicians, not in the government. 3. AFP and businessmen. 4. System. 5. Social minorities. 6. Pinochet, José Pinera, and or the dictatorship. 7. Corruption. 8. Police and law enforcement. 9. Media. 10. Others. Lastly, the places or locations where the videos were filmed were analyzed. Setting. 1. On the streets. 2. Official buildings. 3. Workplaces. 4. The movement's premises. 5. AFP companies. 6. Private places. 7. Others or undefined. 3.1. Corpus. An online observation of all the official websites and digital accounts for Seabook, Twitter, and YouTube of the movement was carried out. All digital materials were checked and filed manually. Using search engines such as Google, YouTube, and for Seabook, a vertical selection, Kepmans and Zimmerman, 2010, was made to create a hierarchical sample of relevant websites presenting No Plus AFP digital activity. To gain further insights into the video activist practices in which the movement has engaged from its beginnings until the present day, all the videos posted on its official websites, Nomazubcl and Coordinado and Omazubcl its for Seabook profiles, www.forseabook.com, with 35,005 followers, and www.forseabook.com and YouTube under the keyword No Plus AFP, with over 1,000 views. Since 2014 to date were retrieved, n equals 456. However, to define the final sample the most representative viral videos, namely, those that had the greatest impact, with a minimum of 1,000 views and lasting less than 5 minutes, were selected, n equals 39. Identification views link. Villa Carinthia 1067414 www.youtube.com. #omaquil21462.000 www.forseabook.com. AFP, La Grande Staffa 165.439 www.youtube.com. Cambiat 94.000 www.forseabook.com. Lagata 70.134 www.youtube.com. Manifestation 62.000 www.forseabook.com. Loca Dyson 61.512 www.youtube.com. Louise 59.000 www.forseabook.com. Durant 59.000 www.forseabook.com. Coordinada 48.000 www.forseabook.com. Ateca 47.000 www.forseabook.com. Declaration 43.000 www.forseabook.com. Anidos 42.000 www.forseabook.com. Carolina 39.000 www.forseabook.com. Fulton 39.000 www.forseabook.com. No 33.000 www.forseabook.com. Chile 23.000 www.forseabook.com. Domingo 22.000 www.forseabook.com. Elcano 20.000 www.forseabook.com. Messina 19.000 www.forseabook.com. Sabota 17.000 www.forseabook.com. Marcha 17.000 www.forseabook.com. Propuesta 16.000 www.forseabook.com. Puedes 14.330 www.youtube.com. Suma 14.000 www.forseabook.com. Ahoyra 14.000 www.forseabook.com. Cook 13.821 www.youtube.com. Mudras 13.000 www.forseabook.com / 2019 13.000 www.forseabook.com. Stimonius 12.000 www.forseabook.com. Coordinada 12.000 www.forseabook.com. Aguila 12.000 www.forseabook.com. Congreso 11.000 www.forseabook.com. Raisins 11.000 www.facebook.com. Plebiscito 11.000 www.facebook.com. Systema 10.241 YouTube. Hash Actualita 10.000 www.facebook.com. Inilza 11.000 www.facebook.com. Wakua 10.000 www.facebook.com. 4. Results. 4.1. Video Activist Strategy. As to the movement's video activist strategy, the types of videos and their function and purpose, plus a number of paradigmatic examples of the proposed categories, using the videos with the highest number of views and the sample as benchmarks, in order to offer a more comprehensive and illustrative contextualization, are described and discussed below. January 4, 2001. Type of videos. The most frequent type of videos posted by the No Plus AFP movement are propagandistic or programmatic, in which there is a clear ideological call to join the movement, to endorse its ideas, and to fight for its goal. 17. For example, AFP, La Grande Staffa is a video made by a group of different organizations, La Revuelta, Fundación Sol, and Confederación de Sindicatos Bancarios y Afines, with a marked informative and pedagogical tone, in which a hand is seen drawing on the blackboard, while the narrator explains why the EPS are a swindle for Chilean workers. Another is Comencemos la Campaña, a video in which the movement's leader Luis Messina, talking to the camera in his office, succinctly explains why the AFP system is unfair, why it is necessary to be responsible citizens and look after our savings, and why the coordinating committee has proposed the provisional measure of changing to the E-Fund, the least risky among the pension funds offered to workers, pending a real reform of the pension system. In a monologue aimed at workers and future pensioners, Messina warns against the speculation and corruption associated with the EPS, condemning them to poverty in their old age, before making a call to political action through protests and by taking adequate steps. Equally noteworthy is the video entitled Unidos Derribaremos, in which Messina, again talking to the camera, proposes abandoning the AFP Previda, after the disclosure that a sick person's claiming a disability pension was rejected, corruption and employee kickbacks were exposed. The pre-mobilization or social impact videos come in second place. 13. Their purpose is to encourage the citizenry to participate in demonstrations, assemblies, pot-banging protests, meetings, to vote in the referendum, to leave the corrupt EPS, or to change pension funds. This is the case with #HomeAcual21, a video in which different people call for decent pensions and a pay-as-you-go based public system and urge the people to participate in specific demonstrations organized by the coordinating committee. Own creations, memes, and mashups. 8. Namely, creative videos normally made by anonymous citizens or other organizations are the third most frequent kind, using entertainment or fiction features, such as music, advertising or film, and strategies including irony and parody. The purpose of these videos is to gain followers and to arouse interest and sympathy for the movement. In this case, noteworthy videos include a trailer, No More AFP, made in English and highly satirical, a video clip, Villa Carinera Official, produced by a famous local band, a short film, Loco Dicen Les AFP, made by the Center of National Studies on Alternative Development, Senda, a TV interview program, La Guitama Dog, featuring a very well-known hand puppet in Chile, going from one demonstration to another and expressing shamelessly satirical opinions. A meme song, No AFP. Piedes Tu Pleta. And a promotional mashup featuring the Minions, Mario Aguilera. Testimonial videos. 6. Focusing on citizen participation in demonstrations or the movement's activities, coming fourth place. It should be noted that there is a large number of these videos in the universe analyzed, but since most of them last more than 5 minutes, they have not been included in the study sample. To offer just two examples, in Manifestation de Ripto, a group of protesters, together with the movement's leader Messina, expressed their concern in front of the company in question, and Durant la Mañana, a video that documents the political action of the police who are arresting peaceful demonstrators. Lastly, the narrative or storytelling videos, 2, which are much less numerous, as can be seen in figure 1, are, however, more interesting for their direct appeal to the emotions and are of a markedly documentary nature. One such example is Testimonias de una Campania Pensionada, in which a pensioner describes the impossibility of making ends meet on her miserable pension, after having paid her national insurance during 43 years. And Univers Mes, a 84-year-old pensioner who calls on her fellow citizens to participate in the plebiscite against the IPS. Figure 1. Type of videos, N equals 39. Graphic source, own elaboration. Premobilization, 13. Testimonial, 6. Creation slash memes, 8. Propagandistics, 17. Storytelling, 2. Other, 0. January 4, 2002. Function and purpose of the videos. As to the political function and purpose of the videos, figure 2, the presentation and dissemination of political ideas or the transmission of ethical values is the most frequent in all the videos analyzed, 21. In an educational frame, these videos explain how the AFP system works, the reforms implemented by different governments, and their limitations. Also, the pieces depict the roots of the system and the current situation of poverty and inequality. Videos of this type include slogans that summarize ideas as "we want a public system, social security is our right," or "we want a solidarity distribution system." The slogan "No plus AFP" appears in all the videos analyzed, irrespective of their functional purpose. Drumming up support for the movement is the second most relevant function, 14, followed by reporting abuses and injustice, 13, and calls to collective action other than demonstrations or assemblies, 12. Calls to protesting or convening assemblies, 7, providing information or reporting on the movement's activities or issuing public statements, 5, messages urging the government to take steps or to listen to the people, 5, and extolling identities, 5, are also functions appearing in some of the videos, although to a much lesser extent than in the previous ones. While confrontation, 3, internal organization, 2, and fostering digital participation, 1, have a token presence, there are no videos advocating for connecting to international movements or for seeking foreign support, 0. Figure 2. Function of videos. Graphic source, own elaboration. Dissemination, 21. Information, 5. The organization, 2. Protests, 7. Support, 14. Extolling identities, 5. Confrontation, 3. Digital participation, 1. Collective action, 12. Messages to the government, 5. Reporting abuses, 13. International, 0. Other, 0. 4.2. Protagonists and antagonists. Most of the people depicted in the videos are ordinary citizens, 20, expressing their concern about the AFP system, decrying a situation that they believe is unfair, or protesting collectively. These are followed by the leaders, 15, in this case Messina, the main one, 14, and Carolina Spinoza, the movement's most prominent female leader, 1. The third largest group includes workers from different sectors dressed for work, 7, and the fourth, pensioners, 6, describing how difficult it is for them to make ends meet. Despite participating in the protests and appearing in the videos, celebrities, 4, families, 3, politicians, 2, and young people, 1, do not usually play a leading role, figure 3. Figure 3. Protagonist. Graphic source, own elaboration. Citizens, 20. Workers, 7. Young people, 1. Pensioners, 6. Leaders, 15. Families, 3. Celebrities, 4. Politicians, 2. Other, 2. The main antagonists of the videos are the IPS and the businessmen run of them, 29, followed by the government, 16, criticized for not changing the system, for suggesting perfunctory reforms that will make no difference, and for not heeding either the people or the No Plus AFP coordinating committee. Specific politicians, 4, the system, 3, and Pinochet and the dictatorship as a whole, 3, are also the antagonists of the videos analyzed. Corruption, 2, the security forces, 2, the media, 2, and a social minority, 1, appear much less frequently, figure 4. Figure 4. Antagonist graphic source, own elaboration. Government, 16. Politicians, 4. AFP, 29. System, 3. Society, 1. Dictatorship / Pinochet, 3. Corruption, 2. Security forces, 2. Media, 2. Other, 0. 4.3. The video settings. Regarding the video's most frequent settings, the streets, 15, the main public space where demonstrations, meetings, and protests take place, the headquarters of the No Plus AFP Coordinating Committee, 12, and undefined settings, 5, like blackboards, neutral backgrounds, and indeterminate locations, are depicted. Private spaces, including homes, 3, workplaces, 2, public bodies, 2, and the facades of the companies involved, 2, appear less often, as shown in Figure 5. Figure 5. Settings graphic source, own elaboration. Streets, 16. Public bodies, 2. Workplaces, 2. No Plus AFP location, 12. AFP, 2. Private spaces, 2. Undefined, 5. 5. Discussion. Despite being created and developing mainly offline, the No Plus AFP movement has leveraged technology as part of its political, communication, organizational, and collective action strategies. Specifically, regarding its video activist strategy, it is possible to claim that the videos have served as a catalyst, sometimes supporting and sometimes enhancing the movement's political strategy. Moreover, the marked propagandistic tone of the videos evinces the importance of political ideological strategies aimed at increasing the movement's following. Likewise, the educational and informational nature of many of the videos demonstrates that these have served as an alternative and counter-hegemonic communication channel serving the movement, encouraging reflection and public awareness raising. In this sense, the role of disseminating ideas and values is essential, as well as that of reporting injustices that the mainstream media, which have sold themselves out to the corporate world and the ex themselves Merriger, Delvale and Nitriwal, 2011, are incapable of expressing. In addition to supporting the movement's communication strategy, videos have been fundamental for organizing collective action, insofar as they have called on the people to mobilize, fostered both conventional demonstrations, assemblies, pot-banging protests, and voting in the plebiscite, and alternative participation, changing pension funds, leaving the AFP Pravda, participating online. Identifying the protagonists and antagonists, 4 trends have been detected. Firstly, the existence of a confrontation or duality between us, the Chilean people, the citizenry, the pensioners, the retired, the elderly, the workers, etc., and a guilty them, the system, the apes and their top management, the government that neither listens to the people nor implements real reforms, José Piñera and the Pinochet dictatorship, both responsible for introducing and promoting the system. In this regard, it is a polarized discourse that highlights a logic of confrontation between those represented by the No Plus AFP Coordinating Committee and those accused of wrongdoings. Secondly, it is a movement in which its leader Messina is very present, featuring in 14 of the videos analyzed and appearing in many others in a secondary role. Notwithstanding the fact that other leaders, spokespeople, and anonymous supporters of the movement appear in many of the material, Messina is the most representative and the coordinating committee's main figurehead. Thirdly, Chilean citizenry is broadly represented in the No Plus AFP movement given its diverse nature. Despite catering expressly to a specific generation, pensioners, it encompasses all workers because, sooner or later, they will reach their retirement age. Thus, the movement appeals to the young, the workers, and the population as a whole, especially women, regarded as the most negatively affected by the system, to join forces against the apes. Similarly, it integrates other movements and trade unions and engages them in dialogue, thus promoting a wide range of participation. Lastly, by urging the citizens, regardless of their ideological sympathies, to challenge the apes, their top management, and the government, it is a movement that has a clearly anti-establishment and anti-liberal discourse. Be that as it may, it does not have any evident ideological or partisan links. precisely because it lays the blame equally on the system's founders, José Piñera and Pinochet during the dictatorship, and on its followers, the presidents of the Concertation. For instance, Lagos is mentioned on several occasions due to the ineffectiveness of his reforms, and also Batchet for failing to provide solutions. It could be said that it is a non-partisan movement. It addresses our national dilemma that affects all the country's working classes, irrespective of their political affiliation, and no political party or president has been able to fully address. Regarding the movement's most representative spheres of action, as with any classical social movement, the public arena is still the most popular for collective action. Accordingly, most of the videos are set in the streets are mixed mass demonstrations, showing the largest protest to have taken place in the country's history, now the second largest after the feminist strike on March 8, 2020. Furthermore, the movement's own premises, that is, its headquarters, offices and lecture halls in which many of the videos were filmed, demonstrate that it is a well-organized institutional movement with an important element. 6. Conclusion. In sum, the No Plus AFP Coordinating Committee's video activist political action has been crucial in supporting its AFLN strategy and has allowed overcoming the challenges of providing an alternative information system parallel to that of the large media corporations. The aim of the videos is basically propagandistic and informational, with the former being more plentiful. In this connection, their informational and counter-hegemonic content, offering arguments, explanations, key information aimed at raising public awareness about an unfair situation maintained and sustained by different governments for years, has been key. The pre-mobilization videos have also been crucial for encouraging citizen participation and urging the government to take action. The movement's own creations, albeit less numerous, are relevant in as much as they express a support for the movement using alternative formats and different aesthetics. The actions organized by the movement on the streets, plus the coordinating committee's conferences and meetings, have been supported by the videos produced by the movement itself, like-minded associations and ordinary citizens. The most important functions include the dissemination of values, supporting the movement, reporting abuses and injustice, and calling on the citizenry to participate. It can be assumed that the former of the people, Chilean citizens in general, the working classes versus the ex and the governments that have sustained them and failed to implement substantial reforms or to abolish the system, which would be the antagonists. Likewise, the movement's leader appears in most of the videos addressing the Chileans, decrying the injustice of the system and stressing the need to be informed and to mobilize in order to put an end to the ex once and for all. The results show that the preferred setting were the streets, a traditional choice, where the citizenry assembled to express their discontent mainly at demonstrations, or where the coordinating committee offered press conferences. This study has allowed us to determine how a narrative and a discourse conforming with the canons of social movements, together with the technological tools currently available, can connect with the different stances of a society in order to come to grips with economic and social problems. In short, the No Plus AFP movement is organized, pacific, institutionalized, non-partisan, participatory, and popular, and most of its activity takes place AFLN. However, its video activist strategy is essential since it fosters participation and mass mobilization, serves as an alternative information source versus the conventional media, and raises awareness. But, above all, it decries the shortcomings of a system that has been functioning in Chile for decades and the ineffectualness of successive governments that, irrespective of their ideological persuasions, have failed to put forward any solutions for an unfair and inefficient system that has plunged most of the population into poverty. Sabre la letra, en español. Salmes el morales es doctor por la Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona. Ha sido profesora de planta en la Universidad de Santiago de Chile, en la Internacional de Cataluña, en la UAB y actualmente by en la Universidad de Sevilla y es miembro de Compolíticas. Su investigación es centrada en las teorías de la comunicación, procesos identitarios, Internet, política y democracia. How to quote? Cela Morales, S. 2020. No Plus AFP. Video activism, civic mobilization, and protest movements for decent pensions in neoliberal Chile. Comunicación y Medios, 4, 1, 14-28, Day. 10534079129220255907. Audio note. This article was edited and adapted to audio format by the Directorate of Information Services and Libraries, CISIP, of the Universidad de Chile.